For pediatricians, a young patient's tooth problems used to be limited to when they came in, a process called teething. Now with cavities an increasing concern, doctors are being urged to do oral exams and fluoride applications for vulnerable patients. Jeffrey Britton is president of the Wisconsin chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Tooth decay in baby teeth is painful. It causes a fairly significant amount of nutritional problems because the kids will not be able to chew normally.
Medicaid does pay pediatricians to apply fluoride to a young patient's teeth. Access to dentists, however, has been an ongoing problem for patients of all ages. Some dentists do not accept Medicaid. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio. Typically, dentists start seeing patients when they turn 3. Now they're trying to get parents to bring kids in when they're 1-year-old. Cliff Hartman is trustee of the Wisconsin Dental Association and a professor of dentistry at Marquette University.
The reason is that there's a very aggressive type of decay that's called early childhood caries. I take 3 children a week to the operating room at age 3 to do root canals and crowns and all nature of things because of this disease.
Meanwhile, pediatricians are being encouraged to do oral exams and apply fluoride to high-risk patients. A 2013 report from the State Department of Health Services indicated 53% of third-grade children have had cavities. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.